Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com, the best underwear in the action sport game.
Strap yourselves in for 3 hours.
Buckle up, cowboy.
Are we ready? Big one.
Here we go then. Now, blimey. Welcome back, everyone. Episode number lost.
20-something.
No, yeah, be in the 20s. We did one yesterday. That's coming out after this. Back to front. But now we can talk free. Because that confused you yesterday. But in the future, you'll see that Tommy's confused.
Yeah, I was confused. But today, I'm not confused. And I'm raring to go. I've had a great day today. And I'm on fire on all cylinders.
Didn't ask any questions. I reckon the topics for today are Bill's back on a bike, Tommy's riding for Revo Cowie, MX of Nations. Like that.
GTCI, yeah. Revo Cowie.
We'd make sure you do GTCI.
Yes,
yeah, I like GTCI.
GTCI is actually the first. It's in front of Revo, yeah. Isn't it? Let's start there.
Start there. New team, Bosch.
That's what they're here
well,
for.
Well, now I am now riding back on a Kawasaki GTCI. That was a big part of setting up the deal. Nick at GTCI sponsored me this year. You've probably seen my logo, his logo on my helmet. His logo is also on my jersey. And he asked, he's been good to me, and then he asked if he could be a title sponsor. And obviously, my previous team with Honda, they have all their sponsors quite set in stone, and Dave has good sponsors that he's long-term partners. And so I wanted to work together with him, and then with Kawasaki, that was my first go-to place to make a deal work, because I rode there before. I really get on well with everyone there. Ross at Kawasaki UK has been great to me in the past. Steve Guttridge, who is the head of Kawasaki Europe, again, has been brilliant to me throughout my whole career. And I thought, if I'm going to change team, that's where I want to go. So the Honda team was brilliant for me for the past 3 years. Thoroughly enjoyed my time there, enjoyed the bike. Won 3 championships on the trot, but I'm really excited for the change. And today I've actually rode the bike. Yesterday I also rode the bike, and I loved it. So happy days. After riding it, it made me, yeah, even more excited. So I've got a good group of people around me, Mark at Revo, Sam, Luke, my mechanic. And the way it worked was GTCI was a sponsor that I wanted to bring to Revo. Mark was understanding about that. He's obviously built a team that's very well established over the years. So it had to be like, it was important to him that everything worked. I think he was keen to have me on the team, and with how it works now, it's going to be called the GTCI Revo Kawasaki. And that's that. So everyone's winning, I think.
By this point, they'll have seen your video that's about to go out in 40 minutes, but they'll have seen you divvying about on a building site and realised exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. So, and you'll know what GTCI is if you watch that vlog. We went down there, had a fun day there. That was quite funny. We read it up. We found it funny. Hopefully everyone else did. Bill found it funny. Stan really liked it, didn't he?
Stan found it really
The people funny. I shown it to before it went out enjoyed it.
No, you can't not find it funny.
It's a good vlog. So if you haven't watched it, go and watch it. I think it's called something along the lines of
I've got a new job.
I've got a new job. It didn't go well.
That's what's coming out now.
That's what's coming out in 40 minutes, but these lot have seen it by now.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm all right. I'm happy. Not nervous about it. Well, it's different, isn't it? It's like me on a building site. People come to my YouTube, I would imagine, to watch me ride a bike, but it's a little bit different, and it's a way to show what my sponsor is doing, and I think it's nice
that
in
was
a light-hearted way.
We was trying to be a little bit more team launches, take a photo of your new bike. It's a bit been there, done that. And now, obviously, with the YouTube platform that we've created for you.
I think you nailed it, to be fair, especially that's what kind of YouTube allows you to do, is get personal's the wrong word. What's the right word?
Can put out what you want
to
put out.
Yeah, but no, it can be more specific, like to the sponsor too, like for GTCI coming on board, like it ties in so well. Plus it's meets your personality, meets, well, obviously Ed's filming it, but him being in charge of it and kind of, I would guess, directing it. He knows how you work, so he knows how to get the best out of you.
Yeah.
And make it look
good
and
on there.
Genuine. He knows how to make you look genuine on the video, which is pretty genuine. Yeah, I can like imagine you're that much of a moron, whether there's a camera there or not.
brother Billy watched it, and he and his friend James, my friend James as well, they were builders, and they was just like, I'd imagine that's like,
yeah, you've got that's it what I mean. So that works out good. Like the whole YouTube, well, I guess the right word is personal. Oh, I can't, there's a
personality.
Word. No, there's a word I'm trying to think of. Anyway, it works good for GTCI because it's exactly what they do. Shows the building site. Shows rather than just, you know, a new bike, you walking out in your new fresh gear. And then,
well, yeah, that's what we didn't want. Slap a logo on it and everyone go, what's exactly. GTCI? You can be hopefully very now you know exactly
specific
what
and everyone's happy then. Plus, anyone that watches it is going to enjoy it too because it is hilarious. So. Yeah. Very even well done Nick, from the pair of yous.
Even Nick at GTCI, he says he's watched it over and over and he just keeps finding it funny.
I put it on Unlisted on the back end of YouTube just to send it to the people just to check everyone was happy. And the view count kept going up.
It kept getting shared and shared.
Yeah, it was like
30
views. I'm like, how many times have you watched it? Tommy's like, oh, I sent it to Nick. And then Nick went, I've watched it on repeat.
And that's the main thing that
as long
we
as
want everyone happy. Yeah. So that's coming out tonight. Or sorry, that would have come out already. But I rode the bike today. I'm generally, the way the engine is, I'm really happy. So the boys at Revo have done a great job on that. So they have a good base. And I bought K-Tech on board, which is a very similar setup to what I run on the Honda, because the shower fork that's in the Honda is the same fork and same shock that's in the Cowie. So they both shower, but they're very, like, almost identical. One's something's different on the shock, the way the, is it the reservoir? Sits. But other than that, so I know the settings and how to adjust it. Or like I know what adjusting it this way, one clicker here, one clicker there does, which I've learned over the past 2 years. So that come in handy, putting it straight on the bike, and I was able to get comfortable quick.
How far off is it from the last Kawasaki you rode?
I think it's identical.
Yeah, but like feeling wise,
I really like this one.
It's been 4 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to know. But when I got on it yesterday, I felt a little bit.
I remember before, like, without it sounding bad, but you really didn't enjoy the Boss Cow setup, did you? You didn't like the suspension on that.
The
Boss Cow was actually Boss suspension. I actually liked the suspension when we got it sent out with Boss.
All right.
I just didn't like the bike breaking every week.
That's not good.
No, and that lost my confidence. But I actually still won the British Championship with Boss suspension, and the suspension was actually really good. Boss suspension was brilliant. Boss team wasn't so good.
But K-Tech's better.
K-Tech. I put it in this bike, and now I have such a good relationship with them that they know what I like, and I've pretty much put the same setup as what I finished with at Motocross of Nations, which is, I believe, was the best setup I had all year. We ended up going stiffer, stiffer, stiffer with the Honda, and I just said, take... there was some spacers in the fork, and we lowered the shock on the Honda. I said, take them out, put the shock back to normal, and take the spacers out the front of the fork, just because the balance of the Honda was different. And we learned that over the 2 years. I said, and then put that suspension in, which is exactly what's in my bike now. And I played a little bit around with the clickers, and it's already good.
Very
nice. Happy day. So Mike, that's my situation on the team. But it wasn't that, like I mentioned before, it was trying to, Honda was good, and it was trying to make it work with people I wanted to work with, and companies like I've been able to keep Alpine Stars. I've been able to get on Kawasaki.
That team is not Alpine Stars anymore.
Who? No.
Honda, Dave.
It was, but that, if I would have stayed, they would have been Alpine Stars still. It was more...
He took the budget.
No, it didn't take the budget at all. They was going to do both, but when Comrade come to them, Comrade had a deal with Fly. So then it worked.
Okay.
Because I think he has a really good deal with Fly. So it worked that he carried that over. But it's just me working with people that I'm able to work with over the past couple of years. I've been able to bring in sponsors, and with Dave, he's very loyal to his sponsors, and he has his partners. He runs it more of a business, where I'm able to bring people on board a little bit more here and maximise.
Got any spots left?
Yeah, always spots left, mate. We're moving about. Loads. Just message.
Anything? No conflicting ones with GTCI, but any others? What are you after?
I'm sure he'd do his best to get a conflict.
Fuel card would be nice.
I could do a fuel card. I've done 2 days back in England. Yeah, I didn't get one.
Fuel card.
I tried for one on Instagram once. I didn't get one. There's surely someone out there that's as a business that has
there's a couple
multiple fuel cards. Like, even if two extra ones would be nice. Someone three extra ones. Sorry.
Why don't you just spend some of your money that you earn
on fuel?
Yeah,
it's better if you got it free, isn't it?
Just way better. It's going to come off someone else's tax bill.
I filled up this morning, it cost me 140 quid, and I was like, oh, that's a shame.
I've had a bad morning. We're talking about Tom at this moment in time. Went to Costa, no bacon sandwiches. Went to Shell, no V Power. I just thought, fuck England.
It's all right, I got you back with the fuel.
Mm.
What, you got him, Sam?
No, I need yours.
But
not oh, you use my teams?
No.
Also on the team, that was nice, is little Billy Askew.
Yeah.
Good.
I had a question. Oh, when's your first race on a Kawasaki?
Mine?
Mm.
Don't know. I actually might do arena cross. I'm trying to sort of deal out for that, which would be nice.
More money.
Needs to find some more budget.
He needs to come up with more money.
No, he's not paying riders.
No, he don't pay the riders, but I'm trying to make it work with the teams. Well, he does pay the riders, but in a different way.
Yeah, you have
like
to win.
Just going to chuck a load of dough at me. I would like to make it work. It's more.
I reckon we should get him on this podcast just for a chat.
Matt Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Matt Bates. So if he does come, we can talk about Supercross. That'd be nice. Good guest.
Good guest, Matt. Well done. I don't know if you listen, but if you do, get in touch.
He likes it. He likes our media outlet.
Guests, comment down below
who's next.
Who we should have as a guest, because
don't write Ben Watson because he's next week.
Yeah, because that's not out yet. That's the next one, but we did it yesterday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming out
I
next.
I can comprehend that part, but yesterday I struggled to comprehend it.
Yeah, if you watch the next episode, Tommy gets a little bit confused in it.
So that's my team situation. If you want to ask me some questions in the comments, I reply to everyone. And then...
Oh, another thing while we're at it on the comments. Telegram at Tommy Searle, Telegram at Billy Bolt.
Still
he's
fake.
He's back again. He's still made new ones.
But it's still not
it's
us.
Still fake. Do not reply to him.
Do you
not
have
want
Telegram? Do you even know what Telegram is? I don't either have Telegram.
Don't click a link.
I don't know what Telegram is.
If we ever do a giveaway, the only place that the giveaway is drawn is on Tommy or Billy or 2Pro1Slow blue ticked accounts.
Or Kex.
Official accounts. Nowhere else.
The last podcast, we did the breaks, didn't we? And we haven't announced the winner yet. And the Raptor, we still haven't announced.
You never announce your winners.
No.
No, I do.
Takes you a long time to send it.
Yeah.
As well.
No, we tried to do the mountain bike one. Do you want to talk about the mountain bike video? Let's not. There was no sound. So.
What else we got? Matt, so I haven't done a podcast since the British Championship.
I'm explaining something here.
Oh, sorry.
Well, why don't we flip and flap?
Tell you what, we've done. Pick the Raptor winner now.
Yeah, we'll do that right at the end.
Yeah, I'll line up to do that. The mountain bike breaks winner
is getting done in your vlog, which
eventually we're going to redo. We've done the vlog, but there's no sound. We did pick the winner. There's no sound, so there's going to be a new winner. So if you were the first winner, you won't know you were the first winner because that vlog's never going to see the light of day, but it's coming. We haven't forgot about you. Back to you.
Ow. No, more so about won the British today, Championship.
Bill. More. I know, it's like, you know that one was all about me and he didn't even bother turning up.
Yeah, this one's more about him.
But you were here season. Anyway. No, I won't talk about the British Championship, but yeah, I won it.
I tell you what.
There, like it's...
No, I tell you what. Are you going to run number one next year?
No, probably not.
No?
I actually messaged Steve Gutchardone and sent him the pictures and he said, and it's got that video on when he talks about number one, he said, definitely run it. And
he said definitely run number one.
Yeah,
so it looks good for Cowie.
Nice for number one on for them.
I think it makes much difference to them.
No.
I was thinking about winning number one for Super Enduro, but I also think I'm going against it.
I think you could get away with it because it's a world championship. I just think in Britain, I just think it's too much because people watch it from everywhere. And if you're number one, it's like not number one because Tim.
Yeah, but your
number
brand
one.
Is 100. We sell 100 merch. Just yeah, I agree. Number one, nice for the day when you win it. Lovely jubbly.
Yeah, it's nice to put on.
Maybe a couple of pics. Like I might put it on just to, and then send Kawasaki some pictures. Oh no,
bad idea.
Okay, we won't put it on.
Put it on for the day you win, and then sell your T-shirt with number one on, and then
we've done that. That was nice. That went well.
Have you got any of them left?
No, I can't buy an XL.
You got one left.
One left. That's good.
No, you've actually sold out. But then today, someone
returned
it because it didn't fit them, and they wanted a medium, but I didn't have a medium to give them.
Oh, okay.
So there's a small.
Designations. Good trip.
No, before designations, let's talk about Bill.
You can keep going if he wants.
Oh, no, let's go on about you. Break it up. They've probably heard enough about me already.
Well, you've had your first 2 days back on your bike as well.
No, it feels good. Very happy to be back.
Wrist is all...
Yeah, like, it doesn't feel 100%, but in terms of... Like 3 months ago when I had my first ride back after my 6 weeks off.
Does it feel better?
Yeah, way better.
Than before the op?
Yeah, it feels way better than before the op. And Do you remember?
Well, that, I haven't heard you moan about it today.
Yeah, like that time when I had my first ride back, the last time, do you remember? When before I didn't have the operation.
Yeah. Yeah, you moaned straight away. You said, yeah,
it didn't feel good. Today and yesterday, it feels way, way better than that. And then I seen the surgeon a week ago today, and he was very happy with the movement. I have better mobility than he was expecting, and he said, still having pain is normal. You'd expect it to still hurt if I'm pushing like past where it wants to move, past its limit. He said he would expect it to hurt for like another 2-3 months. So he says, but what? He's very happy with the movement. Says I can crack on slowly and steadily, which is what I have been doing.
When you say hurts, what level of hurt?
Again, less than it did before.
Like, manageable.
Yeah, it's less than it did before. Before it hurt all the time, and I didn't have, like, I could barely pull my front brake in at any point.
When you're riding and getting in the groove, can you forget about it and then go, oh, actually that hurt then?
No, when I think about it, the last 2 days of riding, it doesn't hurt whilst I ride.
Oh, that's good.
I just, if I like push against it now and like do a bit of that, like I still get to the point where you go,
yeah, ooh. The one thing is if you can ride without thinking about it.
Which I couldn't before. Every time I pulled the front brake in, it would hurt before. As now, that doesn't happen.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
For the first 2 days, I'm happy. Like, last week, like, because if you do this, I do still get pain. So I was a bit like, I don't know if it's actually any better. But now I've rode, I'm very, very happy with it.
But if I overjump stuff as hard as you, my wrists are absolutely fine and they would still hurt.
Yeah, it did have a good test yesterday, yeah. Didn't it?
No, it didn't.
It did.
I was
on the
so
way to
tame.
The track, we went to Revo in the morning to film a video. And Ed went, Bill's coming up, you're getting real steady. And I went, is he?
That's what he told
me. Yeah, first ride back, isn't it? He's just going to, a little bit of flat track, a little bit in the woods. But he come up there, so he's going to start on flat track. Anyway, went in the woods, next lap, 2 laps, lunatic, ran the flat track, come back, completely shit up. Next minute, motocross track. And then you took it a little bit steady on the... Actually, you jumped a big double before me, so you weren't that steady.
I was at the motocross track by myself first.
Oh, yeah. So
and
you
then
jumped
I did the
everything.
Flat track, and then I come into use, and then I went up.
And then you crashed on that thing, and then you overjumped the jump, and then I just thought, I said to Ed at the end of the day, steady day for Bill then, building back up.
It was, in relation.
Well, no, because you say, how many crashes did you have? And you said, what, proper ones? And then, but... Every one of your crashes I saw was a proper crash.
No. After I rode today and had the same crash he had, stoppy crashes don't really.
They don't count.
I wouldn't want to have that crash as a stoppy.
Jib crashes, like, there's a difference between crashing doing a stoppy, like going about 2 miles an hour to actually.
No, you was going like 20 miles an hour in one of them crashes.
Yeah, but normally you can step out of them.
You step off it, that's what I mean, like.
My crash today was the same as him where it's coming round and you just step off to
avoid
having.
I've been having that track. You hadn't rode in.
I've been having that exact same crash since I was 11 years old.
Well, you should have learned.
I know, I've watched the video back. I know exactly when I popped, my body come out of line with my bike. So that's when I start going backwards. I'm already leaning off. That's why I just step off it. Because
you won't have that again anymore.
No, it happens. It's a difficult thing to do on an enduro bike. On a trials bike, I'm very consistent with doing a stoppy. But on a motocross / enduro bike, it's the heavy. And that's why I just step off. A younger Bill would have tried to keep hold of it, and then that's when you start hurting your back and you start hurting your shoulders.
Yeah,
I just let go.
Get off, get away.
Especially on grass.
Ed gets away. Ed's not scared to chuck his poor little bike down.
No. Bars, levers.
When you get on that now, should you just ride up the hill like,
yeah. I just think, like, the minute it's going wrong, get this thing as far away from
you as
possible.
Yeah, you do, yeah. New trials bike, pop, on the right, just go, oh no.
You can just go to the shop and buy some, and then you've not got a broken arm.
No, I do agree, but it's just, hearing the bike slap the floor at the same time, but I would do exactly the same as you. I wouldn't try and hang on to anything.
No way. No point. No heroics for trying to save it and then still breaking your arm. So yeah, you've had a good day on your bike. Tell us what's over your right shoulder.
Yeah,
I've just done all that for him.
No, that's for the vlog though. Oh. This is for the you probably can see new set of Billy's World Kex. They're going to go online. When do you reckon this podcast is going to come out?
I'll probably have it edited by about 5 o'clock.
So we could do it all Thursday?
No, because this podcast will probably come out, yeah. But I was just thinking about this before we came on. The vlog I edited for you today is going to have to come out at the same time as his ride cowie. Because he's riding a cowie in it.
That's coming out today.
Not the riding one.
The bit of the workshop is though.
Yeah, but then he's got the riding video coming out the following Monday.
Yeah, but he's already rid. He rides at the end of his building set.
Two shots.
Is that all right?
No, you're not putting anything up.
Fuck
for me.
Off.
Well, I thought I'd go home and edit this vlog.
I thought both joint on Monday. Boom, next Monday after the ride day.
Why have you got? Oh, the one that's up there that he's just done today that's nice. You want to get it out early.
Well, that was supposed to come out with the release of the.
All right, let's put them both out Saturday night then.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't need to wait till Monday.
Anyway, new Kex, Billy's World Edition Kex. They're probably coming out. If they're not already out, they're coming out soon. Best off looking at either my Instagram or the Kex Instagram page.
They've been in stock and saved for so long.
They've been ready because a bit of blue on them. We've got baby blue Billy's World hoodie. And then the two new t-shirts that were available on the trade stand that the blah, and the two new hoodies that were available on the Ride Nutrition trade stand, if you know what I'm on about, that's great. If not, oh well, there's two new t-shirts out, a charcoal grey one and a white one, all very nice, little pre-big drop, just whet your appetite.
Just a little one before Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas, there's going to be more fresh stuff coming. I've started working on that, but I'm very happy with the Blue Billy's World, and then them kicks have been in the stores for a while, which I'm very happy with, and it's all just very lovely. Nice back ride on my bike, merch drop.
Two days with me.
Yeah, something like that. Good chance I'll get some more consistent uploads because now I'm actually riding my bike. You might actually care again. I don't have to go on video monkeys, although I did really enjoy filming monkeys, and I think it's a great vlog. But anyone that doesn't, fuck you.
Vulgar, don't swear. Karen.
Karen, sorry, Karen.
Karen told him.
MX Nations. I quite like that. There's a lot that went on that trip.
A lot went on.
Bill was on form from the minute I saw him to the minute he
did a lot of videoing, like a lot.
I like the pictures I've seen, like just full media, like the camera's up against your nose.
Start with the full setup, right? So Tommy went out on the Monday, we went out on the Wednesday. You rode your bike on the Thursday, pre thing.
What?
Before that, Bill managed to double cock up a flight that he thought he'd booked.
I'm just thinking, what did I do before? Because I remember when I got to your house on the Tuesday night, it was a big job.
Yeah, you were supposed to come to mine on the Tuesday night, but you'd booked the flight for a month on Tuesday.
I booked the flight for December.
Yeah.
The 19th of December rather than 19th of September.
Yeah, that's what you done.
Good move.
Easy mistake, I've done it.
Cost him £600 to sort that anyway. That's by the by.
Oh, God.
We then made it there on the Wednesday, rented a car.
You wasted a lot of money.
Drove to Chicago.
It cost me a lot of money to come and watch you.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
And then we got back. Oh, no, sorry. Then we went to watch you ride on Thursday, which is where we released the first vlog.
Really good track.
Really good
track. That was a really good track. Martin MX.
Very nice track. That even made me think I might need a motocross bike.
Yeah, that was. And the track wouldn't have even. If I'd have gone the day before, it was actually prepped.
Mm.
That even you would have flew around there. You would have, though, in those conditions. Like, ripped up, nice. Anyone, it was just such a nice track. So they let us go, and we was on our own as well. Rode the bike. The boys actually went out. They come out with me, my mechanic. One of my mechanic, actually, Willie, went away. He was on holiday for that race because I told him at the beginning of the year that he says, would you reckon you do nations? And I was like, well, probably a slim chance. And then... So he booked a holiday to Greece because he hadn't been away in 10 years with his missus. And then Ryan Thorpe came with me and Rob came as well. But they flew in with us, built the bike up in the car park because we took all the stuff over in suitcases.
I've seen someone wasn't happy that you were building a bike in a car park.
Why?
Someone wrote in your comment
someone
section.
In your comments, like, got a bit leery, which I didn't...
As if the ACU about, can't like, afford to pay for them to have a proper setup.
We can talk about that as well, the whole...
I think that's pretty normal to build a bike in a car park. Like
happens every week at Supercross.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, even the teams park up in the car park.
What's not normal is taking the bike into the hotel room.
Seen that before.
They took it in the hotel room and left it in there because they didn't want it to get nicked out the back of the van. Move.
Well, it didn't get nicked.
They couldn't make the hotel much worse.
Well, what happened
stunk
was
that place.
When they, yeah, Shiny. When they was building it in the car park, someone says, oh, be careful in there. Someone stole my wallet last night. So then we thought, take it into the room, which... Ryan and Rob did, but they done a mega job all weekend. Other than obviously, I had a hiccup running out of fuel, but just that was a bigger fuel tank.
Let's get to that at the end.
I was going to say, fucking hell, we're going straight to Sunday.
Thursday. We did Thursday.
Do you want to cut that or not?
No.
We'll just let know what's coming.
But yeah, sorry.
Do you want to cut that?
Didn't run out of fuel.
Director. We didn't run out of
fuel. Thursday, you didn't run out of fuel.
No, not on Thursday. No
one ran out of fuel on Thursday.
No, so Thursday was, we went hard on the vlogs
Then
as
we
well.
Went to, where did we go for lunch? Applebee's.
Nice lunch.
I had a really nice lunch. Did you have a nice lunch?
That's when we were saying how nice each one of our food was, wasn't it?
I don't think that made any of the vlogs, so no one else knows what we're laughing at. But
yeah. Like mine was really
was really good.
Mine was better.
Then we went to the house.
Yeah. We all had a house as well. That was quite cool.
That stunk as well. The first one night hotel stunk, and then the house stunk.
The house we rented was a family's that literally exited. They would obviously, for as a race coming in, we'll make a bit of money this weekend. We'll rent our house out with our dogs. Literally, I don't know where they were, but their food was still in the bowl because they obviously ushered the dogs out of the house.
It actually was. Bill took it outside and left it outside.
I took the dog bowl outside. Yeah, with the food in it still. It smells.
Yeah, and then, but it was literally half a mile from the track entrance.
Location-wise, it was great. I could walk back from the campsite.
And I did like that from the time before. Mark organised a house, and it was one of the best things about the Nations because otherwise the riders go back to their room, misses go back to the room with the riders, no one socialises, and I really do think it brings, especially out there, when you can do that, brings the team together. I really like that. And Ed and Bill stayed in the house as well, with Soph, Alf, Dean, his missus, and then Max come to the race alone. But we all had a, the house was mega, stunk dogs, a bit of dog piss down by your bed. But other than that, it was...
Yeah, so then we did a whip round vlog on there, Thursday, that went out on Thursday.
Friday morning, he caused us great difficulty. He caused himself great difficulty.
Tickets?
Yeah.
Moron.
I thought we would leave it to Tommy to get the passes.
And I asked him twice on two separate occasions to sort tickets out.
You was joking.
I asked twice.
Tommy did nothing. And then we get to the race where everyone's collecting passes and they've not even got us an entrance pass, let alone a media pass.
I generally thought beforehand, Ed and Bill were like, no, Bill's going to work for Monster out there. Reckon he can get his flights paid for it.
Definitely wasn't going to work for Monster.
Not Monster. For his energy company. I was like, oh, mega. He reckons, oh, they might even pay for flights and the lot. I was like, cushy, hotels. So,
well, I got sold the dream there by someone that probably shouldn't have sold me the dream.
Yeah, Ed sold me the dream and I was a little bit sceptical and then I heard nothing about it. That's why on two separate occasions.
Yeah, but I generally didn't just take have it much sorted notice
so
of that.
Because either way, any one of us could have probably sorted it with the right amount of arse licking.
Yeah.
But if it would have been it
anyway,
easiest for him to do it in advance.
It's a boring story, but me and Bill had to mither at people all weekend to try and get media passes. Did you fuck sort the media passes?
I did.
No. You sorted as general admission, and then we had to go and beg for media passes and beg for bids.
I spoke to that lady to go. Told you to go see her.
No.
I did.
I think he helped a little bit, but either way, he could have made the situation 100 times easier.
It's because she didn't like us. She still said, no, you can have a band, but nothing else.
Oh, yeah, then you got jacket. Yeah, I could have made it easy. It could have easily happened, but anyway, I generally thought you were joking. So, they didn't have passes.
I'm just keeping the chronological order going.
Yeah, chronological. Friday.
Thursday afternoon?
Friday, we did a lot of...
Friday morning.
Oh, sorry.
Friday we did afternoon. A lot of... with a great technique, if you need this, to get through a place where you can't get through. Tommy would walk in front and me and Bill would follow him, pointing the cameras at him and then just go straight through
make
the gates.
Make out like we're in a rush. Like this is a high, you're a high profile athlete that's ushered
got to be somewhere.
Through. And they just sort of didn't know what was going on and then they were in.
Film and walk.
That worked. And then never stop. Don't ever stop. Don't ever look back. That worked twice quite well.
We went in the skybox for the parade. Not a lot else happened on Friday, did the
another vlog.
No, the parade's good. I really do like that. Max didn't because Max is missing to see him chat to a monster bird.
He don't think you should put that in either.
He won't watch this. Poor lad nearly had a divorce Saturday morning.
Yeah, sorry, Max. I've done him dirty.
And he didn't even talk to her. He only smiled. But then, the house was mega. Saturday morning, the race. Saturday qualifying... pretty good, all the riders. The
Friday night, Friday night was mini bike qualifying.
We went to that Friday night, didn't we?
That was very well set up for a mini bike race. They had a skybox there, they had transponders.
Skybox?
Mm.
Yeah.
Scaffolding, proper skybox.
Yeah. Wooden one, a full set out, it was good.
Transponders, the lot. Anyway, you've probably seen it in a vlog. of some description. There's been a million blogs from Nations out by now.
It was a good crack that Friday night.
So that was quality.
And then we had the best meal that we've had the whole weekend, me and Bill.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh, we had this steak and potato thing, and from like this, well, obviously Americans love food, don't they? So it was mega. We had that on the walk back.
We just went home, didn't we, after the pit bike race Friday night? Yeah, early night?
No, not that early. 11:30?
No.
Bill is well on his way here. Like, he's on the beers, pit biking. It's the night. That's where your weekend started, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you were still where in pretty good form there. Saturday morning.
Friday, he'd had a
few beers. No, we went back to the house.
Yeah.
Saturday is where it really started.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, woke up, went to the track. Everything was sweet. Weather was mint.
Saturday weather conditions were lovely.
Yeah, we was cruising about, filming. Alpine Stars for lunch, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
A fair few Alpine Stars, although I don't think we were really that welcome.
No, because you're not in Alpine Star, you don't wear any of their gear.
Yeah, I did. I said thank you in my vlog.
How did you?
Yeah, and I've done a bit of Alpine Stars hospitality at MotoGP once before, which I was allowed to be there, so I thought it would carry over. But anyway, it worked.
Yeah, they knew it was by the end of the weekend, whether they liked it.
Coffee
or
Man
not.
Knew we were by the end of the weekend, didn't he? It was all good. Thanks, Alpine Stars, again. How did qualifying go?
Good. Or, like, I didn't ride amazing in the qualifying race. I messed the start up because I went a little bit too soon. Yeah, flinch. And then I actually still ended up with an all right start because I've been good at starts all year. And that one I messed up a little bit, but it wasn't bad. But obviously, at Nations, the starts are a bit mixed up because you pick pegs. And then Ruben Fernandez got a better start for me, like three gates over, come over a little bit. And then I had to ease the brakes and then just got buried mid-pack sort of thing. But I think I finished 9th, did I, or 11th?
Actually, or 10th, no idea. I can't remember. I was too busy videoing for no reason.
I'm sure, wasn't it?
10th, yeah.
Because you got gate. Did you get gate pick 10? Call it 10? Finish 10?
Something like that. So I was 10th, yeah. But then rode all right, nothing special, come through the pack, then lost a couple of positions on the last couple of laps. I missed the leap. Someone was in the way, which the leap was a nice jump, really nice. So I was nervous to jump that in practice.
Yeah, took you 4 laps.
No, but I think I would have jumped at lap 2 or I would have definitely done lap 3, but there was traffic. That was the reason why I didn't jump in the heat race as well.
Well, he didn't think it was on, did he, when he rolled it?
2-stroke Fantic did it on the second lap.
Yeah, Tanner Leot done it first lap.
Yeah, no, Jesse Cornish, practice. I think Jesse Cornish did it first lap too.
Yeah, but he was in my group.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing it first lap in my group, I would have, if you really G'd me up and said, like, go on, I reckon I could have done it because you knew it was doable, but I definitely wouldn't have done it first lap of group.
You mean he was MX2? No,
he was MX1 first practice. Would it still ripped? Because I went there to see if anyone was jumping it for my practice, and then I watched him do it first lap, and I was like, wow, first person, first lap, like, 10 hours. It's not like you've got Eli Tomac who's jumped it.
Most people
times.
Would, on Saturday, most people were jumping it nice, weren't they?
Yeah,
every time.
I think pretty much 90% of the 450 riders were jumping it.
Yeah,
clean.
Ferrandez did it from the inside.
Yeah, it was generally
Siwa, I think.
That Yam's bad boy out the corners, though, isn't it?
All of the Yamahas, the factory ones and the American ones, unbelievable. The speed they come out the corners compared to any other bikes, outrageous.
Mm. It was noticeable on track. You could even watch it and go, wow.
But that was a nice jump. Like, generally, you just floated over. But I was worried about it in practice. But qualifying was still good. Even Max struggled with his bike all weekend. So that was Max's story of his whole weekend, really. I think he never really got going.
He had fuel issues and he couldn't get the bike to run on the FIM fuel.
So that was difficult, really. He's obviously can still ride a bike. And I think if it had been on a 450 or whatever, it would have been different. But he struggled with the fuel. And then
Dean
he
went
struggled
well.
Again on Saturday heat race. So Dean actually done a really good heat
Dean,
race.
Dean had a good heat race on Saturday.
His heat race result was almost better than where he was on the day because he got a brilliant start and he held his position, rode real well. So it wasn't a bad day. But then when we woke up and it was raining on Saturday. Oh, no, do you want to do your...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Next night at mini bike race?
I didn't attend.
Saturday, I did a DNS.
DNS. Yeah, I see
that. And I'm so glad I didn't go.
I know.
He was sending me WhatsApps.
Why?
I was over it anyway. I'd had 2 days on my feet editing vlogs, fanning about.
I was still back by 12. It wasn't a late one.
No.
Yeah, but you're up at...
Do you know the bit that I didn't like? Finish the racing at 6, fanny about 7, get back, drop these lot back because they was in our hire car, 8, and then pit bike practice at half 8. You didn't even have a minute to sit still and you were like, right, I'm off. And I was like, fuck that.
He didn't come back.
He did.
I didn't.
Not Saturday night, he stayed out.
Oh, yeah, Saturday night, he didn't.
Just had food from
had
Fox.
Had a bad light in his pocket and carried on.
I went Fox, had a couple of beers there, then it was food time at Fox. So I had food at Fox and then... timed it perfectly. I even had to do a little bit of a jog to get to mini bikes on time.
Oh, what, to get there? Well, you didn't want to miss anything.
No, I didn't want to miss. And I got there as the national anthem was playing, which caused great difficulty with my vlog, but we got there in the end.
You forgot about, prior to that, you had a 100% signing session with Jean-Paul Gaultier.
We did that. Some fans. I had a lot of fan interaction all weekend, did. Really.
As soon as we walked in the gates on Friday, within brilliant. 2 minutes, two people come running over with bolt things on. I was just like, oh no. Like, his head's gonna be massive.
In general, I was very very humbled by the reception. Well, I got in
the
America.
Best one is Matty in your vlog. Get the fuck out of here, Billy Ball.
That was what we said all weekend.
That stuck then.
And then I had a lot of American fans, which I am surprised how many were there, but I remember from being at TKO last year that the vlog, everyone was fans of the vlog, and even Stan at TKO last year was getting big love.
Big up the American fans.
So they like the vlogs, the old Yankee Doodles.
They liked you.
So then, yeah, Pit Bike of Nations main event was the Saturday night, which was kind of everything you could ever hope for. Team GB
number one. Matt, Chris Bayless were good.
Jordan, yeah, bad starts, really. Matt, no,
well, they
was
cost
first.
Them the win.
Yeah, bad starts. Who went first? I think Chris went first, and he had a terrible start. He nearly looped out, and he'd come through from sixth, I think, back to second.
If he had got the whole shot, would he have won the race?
Yeah, I think he probably would have.
They were very fast on the Friday night, them lot. Everyone was going, wow.
Who won that race?
The Americans, I think. Willie Browning, I think it was.
Was that, if it would, but Chris, I think, and Willie have been neck and neck?
Yeah, I think it would have been a good race if Chris had a good start. And then Matt was second. France actually won that race. We were third. Again, another terrible start. Team GB really need to work on the starts next year. And then France won. Villaporta second. Matt third. And then Jordan had an average start. I think fourth past to third. But then Carson Brown was riding that race. And he was also... Watching him on a pit bike was everything you could imagine.
What, good?
It was just beautiful.
Was it?
Yeah, he was like stood up insides, drifting it round, like just...
Oh, what, you was impressed with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was bad boy.
That's a bit of you.
He was very nice.
He doubled a section on the Friday night that was like, oof, fair play.
Really?
Yeah, it was. He was noticeably faster, to be fair, considering everyone.
Would he was he faster than Chris and Matt?
Yeah, not... Well, not yeah, he was faster, but it was wasn't... Yeah. I kind of would have expected it to be a bit more. I was very impressed with them two.
I wouldn't expect that. I've seen Chris and Matt on mini bikes. Chris normally has a very, very slight edge over Matt, but very slight.
Yeah.
And the way they ride him, I don't know how you can go much faster.
No.
Shout out to them boys, though. Them boys kicked its head in all weekend. Yeah. They had the biggest week. If you think you had a big week, Bill, they topped that.
No, they went large. I didn't... Well, we'll get onto that point, but...
You're going to discuss that, are you?
No, we've got to take... No. Sunday nights, we just beep.
So then, what am I on about again?
Quickly change the top.
Huh?
No, nothing.
Right, so super injury now.
Nah, I'm still a pit bagging nation. Anyway, I finished. Great Britain second overall. American won. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pitch invasion on the last lap. Track inversion.
Just get to the campsite stories.
An
A level or was
no,
it?
No. That's the thing. Wasn't when I actually think about it, at the time, I was like, wow, this is insanity. But actually looking back, it wasn't even close to
me. I've seen a video of someone falling off the back of a U-Haul truck.
That's pretty.
Ooh, that was pretty bad.
Bad, but
off the top.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, rocking it like this. And someone stood on it.
Someone fell off.
Someone just.
He stood and then he gets rocked onto his arse because he can't stand up anymore. And he's on his arse, like bouncing around because the van's going like this and he's going like feet arse. And then eventually he's getting closer and closer to the edge and just boom.
But not like a proper big tall. Yeah, big tall U-Haul.
I've seen the one.
It was rowdy. Like, don't get us wrong. If that was your first time at a motocross race or in Asians, you'd go, wow, this is
mad. You cop any pepper spray?
Yeah. First time, I didn't even realise anyone had been pepper sprayed, and then I started coughing. I was like, oh, you know, that wasn't good. And then they started rocking the sheriff side by side. I wasn't involved. I was just a witness.
The sheriff what?
The sheriff.
Van?
Side by side, like buggy.
Oh.
Everyone started, well, not a few of the lunatics started rocking it, and then that copped a big amount of pepper spray, which I got pretty badly hit. Not badly hit.
You was in the back
realize,
like, taste of it.
I could taste it, and then I was like, fuck. And then it was on my hands, and then it burned my eyes a bit. It was burning. Like, it wasn't mad, but it made me realise I do never want to experience a direct hit.
Really?
I can't comprehend how
bad. Anyone get direct hit?
Yeah.
I've seen videos of the direct hit.
Yeah, on my video, if you look closely, like, you know it's coming, you can see the guy just... I can't even comprehend how bad that feels.
How far were you? Like a couple of metres, 3 metres?
Yeah, the second time I was pretty close, but I seen them coming like...
Oh, so you was in the mix.
Start storming in, so I like already turned away and then I backed out, and then that was pretty much when I called it a night. Like, because all they were doing was making a noise. It wasn't like Ernie when you didn't
burning
know...
things.
You just didn't know what was going to get set on fire next and what... Where the next... lawnmower or where the next trailer which had an engine cable tied to it or like Ernie was just like you could not.
Well, that's going to happen again next year.
What was happening?
Nations back in France.
So they were kind of just really making a noise. So it was good to witness. I'm pleased I did. You wouldn't want to be. I'm pleased I didn't go every night because I think I'd have been bored.
You did. You went Friday, Saturday. So
no, I didn't go to the campsite Friday.
Oh. No, we strolled on past with our nice steak dinner.
Oh, okay.
I only went to the campsite like I say, all that was really happening was noise more than anything, which again, like it's pretty mad to see, but I'd had enough. It was probably only there for like an hour.
Is that why you lost your voice?
Because
It was so noisy, you were shouting.
Shouting, and I also think the pepper spray might have assisted that.
How many red buds did you shout?
Well, I didn't really do many. There was a lot of red buds went down though. But my voice, I think maybe the voice probably went talking over people at the pit, like trying to talk at the pit bike race, because that was noisy. The atmosphere there was pretty mad. Like, because Sunday's atmosphere, I would say, wasn't as good as Saturday's at the race, like actual race.
Because the weather.
So I would almost be close to saying, like, Pit Bike of Nations atmosphere was.
Better than the
Motocross of Nations atmosphere, to be honest.
And I was gutted when it rained because I thought that took the shine right off it.
Yeah, like, so that was pretty much it, really. At the end of Saturday night, Lot B, there's a bit of it in my vlog, which you kind of get the gist. It was just that happening, and I didn't see anything else happening. So, came on home, and then we woke up Sunday morning to tropical conditions.
In the night, woke me up, and I was just like, wow.
But it was weird because I got back at like 12, half 12, and it hadn't started raining at all then, and we were up early, like half 6, and...
it was bouncing.
Very
down.
Wet, very wet by half 6.
We actually got lucky in the races because it didn't piss down during a race.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think the track people did a great job because
the track was fine.
B final was really wet. Like, no one had goggles
between
left on in B
final. And like the hour between the main race, the transformation was outrageous. Mm. Like...
Even the paddock really bit, good. They was bowling in with big barrel loads of, or bucket loads of wood chip and that.
Yeah.
To dry it out.
We still actually drove off the parking field as well, didn't we? Which I was surprised.
Yeah, we went back in for a drift, Bill.
It wasn't like when we was there 5 years ago, no one was driving out anywhere.
Yeah, when we drove on Sunday morning, I thought, oh, this is going to be a very long procedure getting off this field.
Straight out.
The old Hyundai.
So then Sunday,
races.
Well, you can take over because
races.
You did racing and that, didn't you?
I can't remember. So Dean and Max went out for race one.
Max didn't
come in from race one, or he did, but early. Just again, bike troubles. Dean, I think he just got a really bad start. I think he slipped and got caught in the mud. Rode all right. I think Dean doesn't really like those conditions because he's got bad knees, and when it's wet, you're more chance of putting your feet out, catching them. So he already, when it was raining, it dampened Dean's spirits a little bit. So that race didn't go that well. Dean still rode pretty good, but not to what he would have done if it was dry, sort of thing. And then race two was me and Max, and then I got off to a flyer. But very short-lived.
Going down the start street, did you think we're fucking on here?
Yeah, I thought we were on here. Like, I did. I knew I'm good at starts.
I was stood on the skybox filming, thinking mint. Couldn't see the corner, so I ran through the skybox to get the next shot. Filmed it all. I was like, oh, fucking hell. Like, where was he? I thought he was going to be first. And I'm looking like, and I'm thinking. And then I just hear a bike.
I was stood at the second corner.
Disappointed.
And it happened that fast. Everyone was covered in shit. Didn't even know where you were. Had no clue. And then thought, oh, I'll run down into the middle for the second lap. So you must have passed whilst I was running. I didn't even realise you come past like 10 seconds after everyone.
Yeah, I didn't pass anyone for two laps.
It was only the second, like the second full lap, which I was at. Oh, he's not doing very well. But obviously I seen you and you had one handguard on.
My shirt was all ripped.
So I guessed that you crashed. But yeah, it wasn't until halfway around the second lap I actually realised.
No, I was way back. Like, it took me two laps to catch up. But coming into that first corner, I got a really good start. And then Jet, again, Motocross of Nations, if it had been a normal race, we'd have all been lined up and no one really would have been coming in that steep when I got a start like that. It's only because you were up against someone that's had I think he was gate 24 because Australia qualified fourth, so that gets, they get gate pick 4 and 24, and then he come in steep, like he come in hard from that side, which I didn't really see, and then all of a sudden he was in my eye going a lot faster than me. But then I've watched it back probably 30 times, because normally I come into the corner and normally you can, if someone comes in quite steep, you can still stop, and I tried to stop on the brakes, but then he slowed down quite a lot to go around that corner. Like, obviously it's Jet Lawrence, he knows what he's doing, but he slowed up a lot enough that matey come around the outside of him, so that's why I think I clipped his back wheel, because normally you wouldn't. I didn't do anything really wrong, but yeah, I clipped the back wheel, went down. Actually got lucky, I didn't get hurt at all, because quite a violent crash, and not,
yeah, it was.
I watched it back on the replay. You got fucking ran,
yeah,
right,
got
over your back
over as well. Yeah, my back.
I only really seen it on like the Monday or Tuesday. Wow.
Yeah, I hurt my hand as well, which I didn't realise till after the end of the race. But I carried on and then just plugged away all the way to, I got up to 17th, which I passed a lot of riders and rode good, and enjoyed riding still when I was riding. So I got back to 17th, and then last lap, with about five corners to go of this race, or no, probably six corners to go, about three quarters of the way round, before you do the jump, before the waves, and the bike ran out of fuel. So, but where I actually nearly got lapped in that one, I didn't lose a position.
Yeah, well, so you did the table going towards the leap.
Where we got the picture on Saturday, yeah. I still stood there. That's the last jump I did.
That's where I was stood waiting for you.
Before that jump, before, on the face of it.
Oh, so you didn't make it over that? Because no. I was stood on the left-hander, because I'd seen you the second last lap, you went through, then Jet, I think it was, went through, and I thought, oh, he's going to do well not to get lapped here after the start you had.
Yeah.
And I thought you were like probably 2 or 3 seconds ahead of them.
I was probably a minute behind on that one.
Yeah.
Easy.
But So you were like 2 or 3 seconds ahead of them, and I thought, oh, he should stay on the same lap here. And then they come through on the last lap, and I was like,
yeah,
maybe he's just been past this lap.
Yeah.
And then you still didn't come, and then everyone else started walking back, and I thought, maybe he's to put the flag out too early and you'd already finished.
Yeah.
And then as I was walking onto the start straight, the gator with your bike on the back come.
Yeah, so...
I didn't know at this point, and I was stood at the jet wash
no
bay.
No one knew. Like... Even yeah, when because I come back I out, actually, my mechanics didn't know because I was last person on track, so they just expected me to come in late.
You got a finish on that because of the way...
Yeah, didn't lose one position.
Yeah, because of the way you'd got lapped or however it worked.
I was the last rider not to get lapped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I still ended up 17.
Because he crossed the finish line on the second last lap.
Yeah, so mate, he didn't come around to lap him.
Yeah.
So he didn't technically get lapped.
Mm, 17.
So I stayed 17th, but I didn't know that at the time. I was just... I knew we was doing shit anyway, so I was like, I'm not... like. I was gutted not to finish the race, but also it wasn't like I've lost us a podium position at the same time. But then one of the bad things about it was it took me like 25 minutes to get back to my van.
Yeah, well...
And we only bike, have 40 when minutes in between the races.
The bike was on the gator and you weren't. And then I was like, oh, fuck, maybe she's hurt somewhere. And like, why didn't you go on the
I gator? Walked because I left before the gate. They was getting my bike on the gator and I like, oh, I'm just going to walk back. Oh, no, actually, I got on this medical mule to the woman to help me, and she was going so slow. I was like, can you please go faster? She was like, I can only take you to here. I'm like, you can't. You can take me wherever you want. Like, the gate's open. Just carry on driving. She's like, I can take you here. I'm like, just please carry on driving. I've raced all race, and I've got to make the next race. So anyway, she drove me. But by the time I got back, 20 minutes had passed since they had finished the race because I'm trying to make sure my bike gets back because the mechanics don't know where my bike is. So I get back anyway, and I'm more knackered from walking up that hill past thingy because she dropped me off, and I ended up walking up there, so I'm knackered. And then I'm like, oh, and to explain the situation, quickly had to go upstairs, get changed, and then go straight back out because you have 40 minutes. And I had stomach cramps, and I'm like, oh, this next race is going to be bad. I've got stomach cramps. So I had some... I just ate some dry biscuits, drunk some water.
The old Jacob's cream crackers come back.
No, I didn't. Not Jacob's would have been. Oh no, yeah, I didn't have any Jacob's, but I just ate dry this granola bar that they have out there. And then I went round to race two, but I wasn't optimistic because my stomach cramps. Like, oh, this was hurting at the end of that
big
race.
Big word, right?
Well, I was optimistic. I still know I'd do all right.
Say it again.
Because then. Dean said on the start line to race two, race three now is me and Dean. And he was like, who gets inside gate? And I'm like, me, I'm fucked. And he was just like, all right, yeah. But I said, if I get a good start, I'll be fine. Which I didn't get that good start. But anyway, it was me and Dean. I rode quite good. I was like in the mix behind the leading group at first. Like Caroli was just in front of me. I followed them.
Yeah,
for, like,
you stayed actually in on Caroli's wheel for a good few laps,
yeah,
to be fair.
Which I was quite happy, which then gapped me from like that next group.
Yeah, because who was coming for you on the last couple of laps?
They didn't get close.
No, there was somebody closing.
I can't remember.
Somebody crashed, that helped. Verlandin crashed.
Yeah. But I felt like I could go that pace. The only thing that was lacking at that level for me was like my intensity, where I'm not doing that every weekend, where I can do it for like one lap, but then sometimes I rest too much
continuously.
I feel like I've not got that fitness at that level. But I was quite comfortable in the pace, ended up finishing, I didn't finish, did I, again?
Second race, you ran out of fuel.
On the leap. I only had a left and a right to go, so...
If you'd have got to the top, I think even you could have pushed your bike to the finish line.
No, that was still a long way, but I would have had a good go. But... obviously, I ran out in race one, so I'm like, this is going to be tight on fuel, race two.
I didn't know whether you'd ran out on race one, because your bike was upside down.
Yeah,
the
bike was upside
pissed
down,
out the breather.
So it could have come out. So anyway, I thought, I know it's going to be tight on fuel. So the whole way around the track, I was trying to like be real gentle on the front. I generally could have gone faster if I'd have like hammered the clutch and revved the bike more. But I was as easy as I possibly could. Like, I had my feet on the pegs, was riding as smooth as possible, and then... anyway, up the face of the leap, I think I was in... Was I ninth?
Yeah, I think so.
9 or 11, wasn't it?
I think it was higher than 11.
No, I think I was 11th and then Verlandin crashed, so I was 10th.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it's that then. I don't know. You don't know the positions when you're there, do you?
No. and it ran out on a leap, and that did wind me up because I thought I generally rode pretty well. Like the next guy in front of me, I think, was Caroli or the Canadian. So it looked nice on the sheet that I'd had a good race. And then I ran out of fuel. But it's strange because we actually do have a bigger fuel tank. We had a carbon fibre that's a bigger fuel tank. And it wasn't like I'd done the sighting lap and the boys didn't refill. Like, they know what they're doing. They refilled it to the brim. I started up late on the start line because I knew it was going to be close. I don't think they knew it was going to be that close, but the conditions, how they were.
Yeah, I just think it was dry, you'd have been all right.
Yeah, dry, you'd have been fine. But those conditions couldn't be any worse for, like, using a lot of fuel.
Heavy ball.
Yeah, heavy. But then at the same time, we do have an even bigger fuel tank here. And it causes me no issues. Like, there's no down, there's no negative to having that bigger fuel tank. It makes absolutely no difference. But I think, I'm not sure why. You wouldn't really expect it to run out of fuel. I don't think they anticipated, obviously, because Ryan knows what he's doing.
It's one of them things, isn't it? Shit happens.
Shit happens, really. Yeah. It didn't make a difference. It's not like I ran out of fuel and it was a podium position.
Probably also the for the team, I think the team, after Max had already pulled out as well in the first one, it was like,
we weren't going to do no bet. Like, it generally made no difference to us, me running out of fuel, but I would have just liked to have not run out of fuel.
Just like to cross the finish line.
Yeah, to go all that way and I didn't cross the finish line.
And to be the only person that ran out of fuel and to run out of fuel in both races.
Yeah, it is nuts. Because, like, the engine and that's so good on the bike.
We should have just... You surely expected 250 to run out of fuel.
It's just mad. There was 60 other riders competing on Sunday, not one run out, with what I know of.
What about from an outsider looking in, there's and some comments that I've read as well. A lot of people gave Chamberlain quite a rough time.
You was there. He, Chamberlain, how it works with the ACU, and I don't even know all the ins and outs, but he fundraises that event the way he does by people booking on the trip. My mum and dad was also on the trip and said they had, like, the best time because they're a little bit older. They didn't want to drive out there. They had the best time, and the group of people on it, yeah, they all had a drink, but there were some well-called people on that trip.
We met a few. There was all
nice. On Sunday, we stayed in a hotel. We met them all Friday night. And a lot of those people on the trip also support us going. Like, there was a lot of the sponsors on our jersey that chucked money on and then paid for the trip, which then funds us. So that's one thing that Mark organises that he doesn't have to, which all funds our trip. And then in hindsight, you can pick any rider, but there was a huge cost to take Ben out there from his Kawasaki.
I was going to say, not from him.
No,
from
not
the team.
From Ben himself. Yeah, no,
just so people knew that they weren't thinking like, oh, Ben's demanding.
No, Ben's team wanted a massive amount. Dean was already based out there and Dean was also riding all right, nothing special, but as good as sort of Ben's not had the best of years as well. So on paper, Dean's got a couple of 15,
when you think about the swing, it's thousands of pounds different to take.
Yeah, thousands of pounds different.
Well, no, I don't know the full breakdown, but I'd imagine the cost of Ben's bike probably outweighed everything else.
Sorry, yeah. There
like,
you go, then.
Like double, it would have doubled the cost of the trip.
Yeah. Dean's team were out there. It also gives us a truck to work in. There's lots of things, but Mark has a full-time job as well and does what he does for MX of Nations in his spare time. You pick riders, yeah, Ben in hindsight would have been probably been better on a wet sandy day than Dean, but if it had been dry, what's the difference? Ben's good on his day, Dean's good on his day. Ben could have had a really good day, Dean could have had a really good day.
Yeah, I was going to say Dean was 7th in the Dwight qualifying race. Like, yeah, that's enough,
very tricky job he's
that's
got.
That's enough evidence to show like it could well, Sunday could well have gone differently.
And then Max, yeah, his bike was awful all weekend, but Max raced the Nationals, and I think his worst result was a 6th. Like, he battled with Ken Roczen and passed Ken Roczen at the last National he raced. Like, Max was brilliant when he lined up. So you had no doubts that he can ride a bike, but I think where it went a little bit wrong with him, his team were very much focused on Supercross in Cardiff, which was the past weekend, and Max actually went and won a race, but his team underestimated the race. Like, they didn't see the importance of the Motocross of Nations compared to what they're getting prepared for. And I think that hindered Max a lot. Max himself was prepared, but
how's your vlog going down?
What's the time?
It's been out 13 minutes.
13?
Do you want me to... I'm flicking through the comments.
Are they liking it or not?
This might possibly be your best vlog yet.
Oh, should I post a thing on Instagram or not?
Yeah, you can do. It's big views.
Already?
In 13 minutes.
What are we on?
1.2K.
God, I remember when my channel used to do stuff like that.
Right, we've lost Tommy now. That's enough. He won't be talking to us. Chat. What should we talk about, Bill? Let's talk about what you're going to do.
Let's get Sunday night over with, because he...
I've already posted it up.
Oh, Sunday night, yeah. We all went out.
Bill, bad performance at After Party. Uncharacteristically bad. Might as well own up to it. Not going to hide it. I'm sure loads of people have got pictures and videos. Life goes on. Disappointed with my performance, mainly because I missed the pot where it got really rowdy, apparently, didn't I?
Yeah, I missed that as well, because I came to look after you.
Ed looked after us. That's why we bring him. Well, that's not why we bring him, but that's one of his uses. What should we talk about? What's coming?
Let's talk about what you're going to do, because you...
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I haven't decided. I'm on the fence. There's where it's River Africa. I might as well.
But main set goal is Super Enduro.
Yeah, right, Super Enduro is mainly focused on the fence. Roof
You'll
of Africa.
You'll have to call that mic back if you want to talk.
Is in a month's time.
Should I post the real one?
Just no. Give it. Fuck me, man. We spoke about this before it started. Just give it. Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
I get excited.
A little bit off topic. Tommy gets very excited at the possibility of anything.
Tommy wants to put a photo up the minute it's taken. Give me that for Instagram. Let me have that now. Boom, done.
Doesn't think of any strategy behind timings or have any patience whatsoever.
No, I feel like once I've got it...
Can you put the mic closer to you if you're going to interact?
I feel like once I've got a picture, it just needs to go on immediately.
Anyway, you carry on with that. What we're on about? Coming up. Yeah, so Super Enduro. I'm not sure if the calendar's been announced yet, although the first round's the 10th of December in Krakow, I think. That's my only goal. I'm quite confident I'll be back to 100%. Maybe it's not 100%, but close enough to 100% that I need to be to be happy and confident going in, so that's my focus. Roof of Africa is in a month's time, which I'm still undecided. I kind of need to make a decision today because the bikes are getting sent there middle of next week, and if I ride...
Is that a pretty hard going race?
Hmm?
Is that a pretty hard going race? Is it hard enduro?
It's hard enduro, yes. It's not, I wouldn't say like Romaniac style, but it is very rocky and it's quite fast at times.
How many hours a day on a bike?
The last few years have been quite short. I went in 2016, my first year doing enduro.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day took me 10 and a half hours.
Long enough.
Took Graham 9.5, me 10.5. I remember I woke up from being asleep, resting against my handlebars twice. Don't remember stopping to be asleep, but I was still both feet on the ground, just having a nap like this on my handlebars on two occasions.
Wow.
I had to stop and fill my camel back up twice.
Tongue's out. Just concentrating.
Ah, it's concentrating.
You got all right over there, Tom.
I don't know what I'm doing, really.
But the last few years have been a lot easier. The main reason I would like to go is because it's going to be part of the provisional championship for next year. So I think it's been since 2016 that I was there, since I rode in Lesotho. So I think it would be good. Obviously, I'm pretty close. I have a lot going on down in South Africa. Roxy's South African. It'd be nice to do a race where her family can come to and stuff. It looks like we're going to do one next year anyway, but a bit of preparation for that would be nice. So if I hadn't have had an injured wrist this year, and I would have 100% done it. But again, I kind of need to make a decision very soon. I haven't got one for years yet. If I don't race that, you will see me at the first round of Super Enduro. I'll be ready to kick its head in.
Looking forward to that.
You coming, Ed?
When and where is it?
10th of December. Krakow, I think the first round. It's always Krakow, so I would assume it would be Krakow again.
Is it any good there, Krakow?
Yeah, Krakow is probably the best stadium.
Easy to get to?
Yeah, he's getting lots of flights go from UK to Krakow.
Shall we go and have a watch, Tom?
It's only like 15 minutes from the airport to the stadium.
Well, that sounds good.
It is actually, if anyone does want to go and watch, I would. To be honest, they're all good to watch. There's none that are real like bad stadiums.
Is it a one-nighter?
Bad places. Oh, yeah, one-nighter.
No double-headers?
No, I'm pretty sure there's no double. There's a couple of midweek ones this year. I think there's two midweekers, or maybe it's Friday nights. To be honest, I can't remember. The calendar I've seen is provisional. What I'm actually trying to say is Krakow is a very good one to go and watch. A few of my mates have been in previous years, and they've all had a great time. A very good stadium, always a good track. The organiser, I get on really well with the organisers there, and they do a very good job. So,
do you reckon you can sort us some passes if we ask you? Are you capable of sorting passes?
What I'll probably do is not bother doing anything until we're there on the Saturday morning, and then go, I should have probably done this a few weeks ago. It would have been really easy.
Oh, sorry, I'm not even paying attention.
No, he's not. He's
good, I'm pleased.
How long does it take you to post a story?
I'll post a story, I'm doing my other thing.
What other thing?
I'm not doing it yet. I've got to wait another 10 minutes because you said I've got to wait till 6:30.
He's getting his wheel ready.
If I go to that pub in a minute where I'm going.
Well, you've got 5 minutes after this.
Can you just join back in?
Yeah, just be present in the moment.
You're not planning on coming back here at all to this podcast? You were. That was it? You were done?
It was. I just got someone commented. I got to reply to him.
Just fucking relax. Let it breathe, man.
Oh, dear.
You're making me nervous.
We can wrap this up, though, anyway, because...
Yeah, I think...
We've done an hour and 5 minutes.
Quick one.
We keep them shorter now. I think that was a good one.
Well, everyone's got time to do stuff. We need to do. You prime the giveaway, and I'll just finish. We'll finish.
Oh shit! I forgot about the giveaway. Yeah, you two talk for a bit. Well, I'm here all next week too, so we can get another one or two done.
Yeah, definitely. What's your plans, Thomas?
Yeah, what's
over the next couple of weeks?
Well, yeah, you've not really had an off season. You having one or?
He's been on holiday.
Yeah, I've been on holiday for a little bit.
Yeah, but like in and out. He's not really.
I generally don't. Feel
that's
like
a good way to end the nations talk. Well, talk about your holiday plans.
Oh, I was going to go Orlando with the little man, stay at Dean's for a week, and then take him to Disneyland with Soph and Alf. But there was a hurricane, so I actually paid to change my flights.
We had
to Orlando, and then I had to pay to change back. So it cost me about £1,500 not to go to Orlando and get back on my original flight.
That's mega.
Which is a bit of life in Bill's shoes. But
that is actually my life in a nutshell.
Then I went to Greece. I can't remember where I went. Greece for 5 days. Now I'm back. But I generally like to get a few days whilst the weather's still good on that cowie, set it up, and then probably chill for a bit. We've got a ride day this weekend.
We've rode for 2 days, and the track has been brilliant.
Ride day. I'm going to get this out before the ride day.
This will be out before the ride day, but I'd seen on Tommy's story this morning, it's sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
We was planning on promoting it, and I was getting a bit carried away and going to promote it again. But I spoke to Rich at VIPMX, and he was like, whoa, no more riders. Like,
full.
That's enough.
So if you're coming on Sunday, we'll see you there. It is a riding at 10. Get there whenever, 9:30, we'll be there setting up.
But you can still come as a spectator.
You can still come as a spectator. The spectator's tickets need to be purchased on Tommy's website as well. You can pay on the gate last recall, but it's a lot easier if you just do it all on the website.
It would make everyone's life easier.
Yeah, because it would just be so much easier.
Because we use Squarespace, it's all automated. So as soon as you purchase your spectator ticket, it'll be on your phone within a matter of seconds anyway. So even if you only decide to come on Sunday morning...
You can still do it on the way.
Do it online. Do it on your way. Get your mate's driving or you're driving. Get your mate to do the tickets and you get your QR code or whatever. I'm not entirely sure what you're going to get, but it'll automatically email
just
to you.
Just confirmation email. So we're going to do the Raptor comment giveaway, which is from episode 26 of the podcast.
Just me and you off by the looks of it.
Are you off?
No, I'm present.
Oh, you're engaged. You're ready for it.
Raptor winner. You ready? Generate. Nathan Ball, he commented, great podcast as always. Need to get someone like Manny or Graham on it.
Screenshot.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus... Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A comment. And Nathan, if you're listening...
Hold on, Nathan.
Drop us a comment on Nathan 2Pro1Slow.
Can I get his... I can't get his email address up from his YouTube account, can I?
No, I don't think so. But if you can drop us a DM on 2Pro1Slow Instagram page, and we'll sort you some matches.
I've screenshotted his thing anyway.
Are you off?
I'm off, so thank you for watching.
No, Wiki, you got talking to your mic again, dickhead.
I'm off, so thank you for watching.
Well, we're all off.
I'm actually going to go to dinner with my wife and child now.
Thanks for
telling
me that.
Had a great couple of days. Great spending time with you again, Bill. And thanks, Ed. You're an absolute diamond.
I am.
Have we said in this podcast how...
See you in a bit.
Okay, bye. Right, see you in a bit, bye. Fuck it.
He's off. Everyone's off. This is fell to pieces. See you all later. See you on Sunday at the ride day.